We once had a teacher, the teacher of teachers. He changed the world for the better and made us better creatures.
In the name of Allah, Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to the program, The Teacher. Please stay with us.
What will we say in front of it?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum. Well, welcome to another episode of the program, The Teacher, an analysis on the most important Islamic concepts and teachings with me, Atta, the host of this program. Within the studio, I have two special guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom, Sheikh Fadai and Sheikh Rouhani. Sheikh Fadai, assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
And Sheikh Rouhani, assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
All right, for today's discussion, I want to talk about another Islamic concept, tawriyah or at-tawriyah, to say something intending other than what is normally understood from it. This is a way, in fact, to refrain from telling lies or lying. This is what we call in Arabic language as tawriyah. So it is not right, it is not wrong, it is not truth, it is not lie, okay? So it is something between. So, what is it exactly, Sheikh Fadai? First, give us an explanation.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yes, as you said, it is something in between of truth and lie. You know, tawriyah, the word tawriyah in Arabic means to cover. Tawriyah means to cover.
To cover something.
From wara, means behind, back. Uh-huh.
Okay.
When you put something behind yourself in order not to show it to other one. To
you still have that, it, but you hide it.
You hide it,
that's right.
Tawriyah is that. And what is the philosophy for tawriyah in our jurisprudence or Islamic rules? The philosophy is to avoid lying as much as possible. Of course, sometimes even lying is allowed. For example, mm-hmm. when you're fighting your enemies,
white lie.
Yes, in order to fool your enemies, in order to destroy their plans in the battlefield, you can lie. You know, we're not talking about that. We're talking about social aspects. In social aspects, lying is forbidden, and it's one of the greatest sins.
That's right.
And in Quran, repeatedly, lie is attributed to kuffars, unbelievers.
Yeah.
So we have to avoid lying as much as possible. Sometimes you can avoid it clearly, but sometimes it is not possible to tell the truth. Mm-hmm. For example, you want to save a life.
All right.
You don't want to say someone that the other person is in your house.
All right.
And when some agents who wants to kill him mm-hmm. are after him.
Okay.
You want to
in terms of the intelligence services and hiding, for example, your military commanders or something like that.
Yes.
Okay.
So
the miscalculations over there are allowed.
You say something that is not true, but it's not lying.
Okay.
For example, the one is in my house.
Okay.
But I say he's not here. But I mean here, this room.
All right.
He's not here in this room, but he's in the other room.
All right.
So this is example of tawriyah. Okay. I say he is not here, but I mean, in my mind, I mean that he is not here in this room. But the answer that my audience understands is that he is not in the house.
Okay.
I don't want to lie, let's say, the one is not in my house.
Okay.
Instead of avoiding that lie. But I want to say that the most important point about tawriyah is that although lying should be avoided,
yes,
misusing should be avoided as well.
As well, that's right.
We shouldn't misuse tawriyah.
Uh-huh.
If I want to do tawriyah every day in order to fool people, so
right.
This is lie.
Yes.
So tawriyah is for emergency situations.
Abusing such concepts, that's right. Okay, that's right. Sheikh Rouhani, do we have any Quranic examples referring to the, tawriyah? I mean, for example, any prophet did so or something like that, any occasion who did so? I mean, the prophet, for example, was not going to tell the truth at the same time not telling a lie, okay? Do we have an example?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Of course, the very term Tawriyah does not exist in the text of the Holy Quran.
Yes.
But the content or this concept we have in the Holy Quran, as some of the fuqaha and ulama refers to some of the stories of the prophets as examples of Tawriyah in the Quran. For example, in the story of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was invited by the people to attend their gatherings, but he didn't go with them and didn't celebrate their events, saying that I'm not good, I'm sick, for example. Mm-hmm. Here, some of the ulama says that it doesn't mean that really Ibrahim was, for example, badly sick at that exact moment.
Right.
But when he said that I'm sick, he might mean something that the people may not understand it, what
so
was
Ibrahim
meant
was
by Ibrahim.
To the idol breaking celebration.
Yeah, there was a kind of ceremony or a kind of celebration that Prophet Ibrahim didn't attend to that.
Uh-huh.
Or, for instance, when Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam broke the idols,
yes.
When the people asked him that, did you break them? Then Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said that you have to ask the greater, for example, idol.
Yes.
Because he or it might, for example, broke these idols. So, of course, here Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam did not say something lie or did not lie. But, of course, what they expected also was not said by the Prophet Ibrahim. And also the story of Prophet Yusuf and his brother, when his brothers came back from Egypt, to their father Yaqub, and Yaqub alayhi salam asked them that what happened. They said that, of course, there was a story that our brother, for example, stole something, and then he was accused of that and he was arrested. So here, though the story is like this, that apparently it seems that brother of Yusuf had stolen something, but in reality it was not that. That's why this kind of examples are referred as a kind of tawriyah in the Holy Quran,
mm-hmm.
that because of a greater masliha, a greater expediency, sometimes you speak in a way that you consider that greater expediency or masliha or benefit.
Okay.
Or, for instance, a very good example to clearly understand it is this, like, sometimes, for example, you're standing in a place and your father, for example, crossed that place and you see your father.
Mm-hmm.
And just a moment later, you see another person with sword or with gun, for example,
mm-hmm.
Coming to you and asking that, didn't you see your father? So here, if you say the truth, he will find your father and kill him.
Uh-huh.
So if you lie, again, it's a problem.
I know what you mean.
It says, yeah, it says that, for example, you very slightly move a bit and say that, for example, up to the time that I'm standing here,
okay.
I didn't see my father.
Okay.
I haven't seen my father.
Okay.
So you're right here that
yes.
up to the moment that you're right there, you didn't see your father. So here you didn't lie. And at the same time, you didn't reveal, for example, the secrets of your father to the people who killed him.
Mm-hmm.
So that is why here there is a greater masliha, a greater, let's say, benefit, we can say, or expediency
right.
that should be considered.
IRIB English Radio. Please follow our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir.
I think this is a way in order to escape the real lie. Or, for example, real oath or something like that. I mean, Tawriyah is because of that. Or, for example, when your life is at danger or something like that. Isn't it, Shaykh Fadai? I mean, Tawriyah is a way in order to escape a grave scene.
I think that the main philosophy for Tawriyah is not to get used to lying. If I want to lie in every situation that
constantly.
I need it, I will get used to that.
Okay.
And getting used to sins will make people sinners.
All right.
A complete sinner. Tawriyah is something, some obstacle between us and getting used to sins.
Mm-hmm.
God wanted to show us that a lie is a red line. You shouldn't get close to that. Even if you had to carry some truth, it's better that in the first step, use Tawriyah And if in the situation even Torah is not possible, yes, you can tell lie. The Torah shows that what a great sin lying is.
Mm-hmm.
I think so.
Okay.
Torah is allowed because of that.
Mm-hmm.
Not even to get close to lie. I want to get give an example. For example, when you are driving in a road and there is a valley beside the roads, you drive on the middle of the road.
Yes.
You do not even get close to the valley.
To the edge, that's right.
Yeah, to the edge of the road, because it is dangerous.
It's dangerous, okay.
You get as far as possible from that edge,
okay.
From that valley.
Valley, that's right.
So that edge is Torah.
Uh-huh.
In order not to get into that valley.
All right.
Which is destroying.
So it's a kind of warning, you mean?
A kind of warning.
A kind of pre-warning,
yes.
Do not tell lie, but... and it depends very much on special cases, isn't it?
And of course, okay. Torah should be done in a situation that wouldn't make any problem for the others.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, maybe, I do Torah just for the for myself, but it will make a problem for other person. No, it is not possible. It is not allowed to do Torah.
Right.
You should be able how to do Torah, and you should observe that this Torah shouldn't make any problem for the others.
Sometimes, Sheikh Rouhani, the Torahs are changed into a kind of justification for our doing sins, okay? So, I mean, for example, we make a kind of clumsy, flimsy excuses in our mind, and then we look out for justification. So we see, okay, this is not a lie. At the same time, for example, this is let's not tell the truth. At the same time, we consider it as not a lie, okay? So somehow we justify it for ourselves. It has a kind of mafsada or corruption. So in such cases, I think it is haram, absolutely haram, Torah, isn't it?
You know, there are some points that should be considered. First of all, it is not allowed for a mu'min and a Muslim to reveal his secret sins to the others.
Uh-huh.
You should never talk about the sins that you may commit in your life to the others. There's no need to reveal
because
it.
Because this is a distribution
this is
the concept of
this is neither of any kind of benefit for you yourself and not for the other people. Okay, just talk about the sins with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask forgiveness.
This is what there's no need to social media today, Sheikh.
Yeah, but there's no need to reveal it to the people.
Yeah, they reveal their sins
to
the
others. This is not true, okay?
All right.
Because it has lots of corruptions.
Corruptions, that's right.
And of course, so if that is the case, if someone asks you about the sins that you may commit or may not,
mm-hmm.
is there any need to reveal that to the others?
Of course not.
You have to hide that. This is the first point. The second point is
reminding me of the confession box. Mm-hmm. Some of the churches.
Yeah, yeah.
You go to the father and confess to
your Islamic perspective. That's
and you pay money for that in order to be atoned. That's right.
Yeah. Then the second point that I wanted to mention is that, of course, you should not make or utilize Torah as a kind of justification for your wrong kind of things that you commit in your life.
Actions, that's right.
And of course, that's not. As I mentioned, Torah is for a greater maslaha, a greater expediency, a greater truth, we can say, a haqiqa, as it was rightly mentioned, that in order not to lie, sometimes we need to do that. There is a very beautiful kind of motto or slogan by the politicians. And they say that you should never tell the truth always.
Uh-huh.
But again, you should not lie.
Okay.
You see?
Not always telling the truth.
Not always lie.
That's right. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So it means that there is no need sometimes to tell the truth. So in these kind of cases, when you cover the truth and say something which is again not lying,
all right,
that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
There's no problem with that, yeah? So in Fars it said, Juz Rost Nabayat Guf, yeah?
Yes.
And...
Harros
Nabayat Guf, yeah.
Yes.
Every truth should not be expressed. And of course, we should not lie again.
Okay.
Never lie. So this is, I think, a kind of base or principle for Torah,
mm-hmm.
that sometimes, for example, there is a truth You shouldn't reveal it to the others.
Yes.
And of course, at the same time, you should not lie.
Yes.
So here you can do theory, okay. And there's no problem with that.
That's yes. It. Okay, thank you. Any other points, Sheikh Fadai?
Just one sentence, that in Islam, we never have any dead end. But we shouldn't misuse and abuse the ways to open those dead ends.
Mm-hmm. For what example, do you mean? I didn't get you.
You know, in
it became
Islam,
so philosophical, yeah. Sorry.
In Islam, we never have any dead end.
Didn't?
Like dead end.
Oh, dead end. Dead end.
Yes.
Sorry, dead end.
We never have any dead end. The major ways of rules, sometimes the major ways are closed.
Yes.
For that emergency situation, God made some ways.
Some ways.
For example, eating pork is forbidden in Islam.
Yes.
But if you are in a desert and even eating the meat of dog, even dead dog,
is allowed.
When you are in a desert, you're dying, there is nothing to eat,
okay.
You're allowed to do that.
Yes.
But can I abuse that rule, say
no.
That now I'm hungry, I don't have okay. anything to eat, so I can eat pork?
No.
Eating pork okay. is not for that situation.
I know what you mean.
Toria is some emergency situation rule.
That's right.
We shouldn't abuse that.
Okay, we shouldn't abuse
that. Unless we would be a liar, but a professional liar.
Yes, okay, that's okay. That's it. Thank you. Lying is bad. Telling lies is bad. You know, nowadays the social media is full of lies, okay?
Yes.
Full of untrue stories about here and there, everybody. And you know, the case is that the people trust easily.
Yes,
on the news that they see. And then they share it, okay? They share the lying posts here and there. And sometimes a lie, which is very much big and unbelievable, is accepted as the truth.
Today I read a news,
yes,
that a Malaysian couple traveled for 300 kilometers,
all right,
in order to go to a telecabin station.
Okay.
After that long journey, they realized that it was made by AI.
Okay.
That that advertisement,
yes,
was made by AI.
AI, that's
yes,
right.
People trust everything, people
yes,
believe
today.
Everything. You know,
through AI, yes, lots of lies are being shared today. Yes, unfortunately.
We are being fooled so easily.
By AI.
By AI, more than before.
More than before, okay. That's right. Thank you very much, Sheikh Fadai, Sheikh Rouhani, for a nice elaboration on the concept of al-Tawriya, to say something intending other than what is normally understood from it. This is a way of to refrain from lying. It was very kind of you. Thank you much, dear listeners, for listening to us. For more information, visit our website, iranradio.ir. Till another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah. La ilaha illallah.